Reverend Blue Jeans at GR 55, designer, of course. On GR 55, Neil Diamond, 531, and with the news. Brought to you by Town Buick, Western New York's volume dealer at the corner of Delaware and Hurdle. Here's Don Dusias.
A Lockport man says he's the father of two children whose Niagara Falls mother scalded to death last year. Clarence Cheatham is suing Orleans and Niagara County Social Services Departments, saying the department's knowledge of the psychiatric condition of the mother should have led them to prevent the tragedy. The exact amount of money Cheatham is seeking in the suit is not known. Staff meteorologist Eric Warren says
traveler's advisory's out, or snow possibly 3 inches.
And complete weather radar forecast following the news. Carbon monoxide poisoning was the apparent cause of death of two people whose bodies were found in a car, its motor running, in the Franklin Court parking ramp. 28-year-old Susan Davis of Hamburg and 25-year-old Lawrence Carver of Buffalo, a part-time worker at the ramp, could not be revived. A Snyder man, 26-year-old Frank Parlato of Charlestown Road, lies in critical condition at the county medical center, suffering wounds after being shot twice by his Vietnamese live-in friend, Thuet Vuong. Amherst police say both Parlato and the suspect called authorities to report the shooting. We've had a cold spring so far, and there's still a lot of ice covering Lake Erie.
Will the ice boom on the Niagara River be removed by the traditional target date of April 1st? Well, that depends on the International Joint Commission, which will make a decision tomorrow based on information provided by crews flying over the ice. During the last aerial inspection, 65% of Lake Erie was still ice covered. The commission usually waits until the ice is down to 200 square miles of the lake surface and until there is warm weather in the five-day forecast before giving the order for the ice boom to come out. Sandy Kozel, GR 55 News.
And GR 55 News Time 5:33. Young men are obeying the law. That story next from GR 55 News.
Town Buick has some excellent reasons for you to stop in at their showroom, corner of Delaware and Hurdle, before March 31st. Town Buick is giving a GM cash bonus allowance of up to $750 on any front-wheel drive Skylark, Skyhawk, or Century ordered before March 31st. Now, you don't have to take delivery before the 31st. Just order any one of these front-wheel drive Buicks before March 31st, and you'll get the GM cash bonus allowance whenever you take delivery. And be sure to stop into town and register for either a Florida vacation for two or an ounce of gold. There's no purchase necessary. Just stop into the showroom and register. Town Buick is giving away a Florida vacation for two every week during the month of March. And on April 9th, they'll have the drawing for the ounce of gold. March is the month to go to Town Buick, Delaware and Hurdle. Stop in and register today. Win a Florida vacation or an ounce of gold from Town Buick.
If you thought young men who are supposed to sign up for the draft are not going to obey the order, well, 94% now of those eligible have signed up. 94%. The UAW's GM Council overwhelmingly endorses the tentative contract reached last weekend with General Motors, the concessions agreement. Three air traffic controllers who went on an illegal strike last summer and were fired have now been rehired. The White House says other controllers will have their individual cases reviewed. Dow Jones Industrials gained nearly 4.5 points today on volume of 52 million shares on Wall Street. The daily number, 212. Sportlight, the Sabres and Bruins tonight, 7:25 on GR 55. Now let's check in with Eric.
The exclusive GR 55 radar weather forecast for tonight. Traveler's advisories out. Windy and colder. Rain changing to snow later tonight, possibly accumulating 3 to 4 inches. Less accumulations on the streets. Temperatures will drop through the 20s tonight. And then for tomorrow, windy, cold. Maybe about another inch accumulation of snow. A high temperature remaining in the 20s. For Friday night, flurries and cold. Overnight low of 18. Partly cloudy and cold on Saturday, a high temperature of 24. In Buffalo, this is meteorologist Eric Warren for GR 55. Now let's check that latest weather radar summary.
Showing us cloud cover and showers in western New York. The official Buffalo temperature, 39 degrees at GR 55. The top story this hour, a man sues over his children's death in Niagara Falls. This report brought your way by Town Buick, the volume dealer at the corner of Delaware and Hurdle. Next news at 6 from GR55. First with news in Western New York.
Hang it on. Slow and slick the order of the driving tonight, so do your thing very carefully. Already a couple of accidents. You don't want to be another one. No accident tonight, boys. Sabres are going to be up and ready and hit them like they always, well, like they have the last couple of games. Seems to have done the trick. 7:25 tonight on GR55 and all the sports coming up in 15 minutes. 24 to 6 at GR55.
What she do?
You got to love her 100 ways. They didn't say how much time you got, though. Quincy Jones and James Ingram got a Grammy the last time they went together. It's 20 before 6 at GR55. I don't know exactly how bad it's going to be tonight with the ground as warm as it is. However, just in case, be ready for Stanley in the morning. Keep track of what's going on. Wouldn't hurt to be up a couple of minutes early just to be on the safe side. But we do have a traveler's advisory for later when the rain turns to snow, and we'll check that in about 5 minutes.
Heroes want you to know what we mean when we say heroes have low, low prices every day.
At Hills, quality starts with a Q, especially when it comes to motor oil. Quaker Steak, the top-selling motor oil in the country. It's a quality motor oil that helps cut down on engine friction and wear. Quaker State 10W30 Super Blend or Quaker State Sterling Motor Oil can help your car run smoothly and more efficiently. Your car engine deserves the best, and Hills has it. Quality Quaker State Motor Oil at Hills, everyday low prices. Keeping your car running smoothly doesn't have to be expensive when you shop for Quaker State at Hills.
We've got everyday low prices and a whole lot more.
Shop Hills in Western New York, daily 10 till 10, Sunday 11 till 5. Check Sunday hours in Olean and Jamestown.
From East Aurora to Grand Island, Blaisdell to Wellsville, anywhere you live in Western New York. It's okay by us, because GR55 wants you to be the one to win $100,000. You can register to win beginning Monday. Stay tuned, and we'll tell you how.
Alpert's Furniture Warehouse and Showroom presents a whole new look for spring with tremendous savings for this week only. The Alpert's Spring Savings Sale includes specially priced living rooms, bedrooms, table groups, sleepers, and dinettes, and an extra special bonus on Sealy bedding. With the purchase of any Sealy mattress and box spring, the box spring is half price. Plus, you get a free bed frame. It's a fantastic savings opportunity for you to liven up your home this spring. Plus, at Alpert's, they're extending your buying power by delaying your first payment until June. What better way to celebrate spring's arrival? Use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express card. But remember, the first payment on the furniture you buy today is not due until June. For savings, quality, and value, Alpert's Spring Savings Sale has it all. Be there.
Alpert's Furniture Warehouse and Showroom, Sheridan Drive and Transit Road next to the Eastern Hills Mall.
John opens up the date book tonight following Sabres hockey.
John, I know, on the telephone.
It's coming up Friday again and Saturday and maybe just another uneventful weekend again for you, is it? Is that you? Just puttering around the house waiting for Monday to come? Well, take a flyer at the Extension 55 date book tonight on the Sabres as Crouse the Bruins will come on. You come on and let Western New York get to know you. Let's see if we can get you out of the house on somebody's arm. The dateless and desperate have the phone number memorized. 886-6450.
Don McLean crying over you, GR55, 13 before 6. No major changes in the traffic situation. We have the Kensington and Skajakwita, as usual at this time, lightening up but still fairly heavy. And Millersport is always a mess going up to Maple. Most people turning left into the hotel. You can't fool me. I know what you're doing. And that's about the worst of it. The radar locations today, Casanova, Forest, and Oak Street, and the throughway's fine from one end to the other, except, of course, for the wet. And the rain keeps coming down. Might as well turn your headlights on. The worst thing about this light at this time of the day, twilight, whatever you want to call it with the gray, is that you can't see those ships in the night until all of a sudden they're right on top of you. That's okay if they hit you, but on the other hand, you want to make darn sure that they see you. You know what I mean? I mean, I always worry about it. So by all means, get your lights on. Protect your investment. Keep your car in peak running condition with service specials from Dunlop, like an oil change, filter, and lube. Dunlop installed heavy-duty SureTracker shock absorbers for smoother ride and better handling. Front disc and drum brake service specials, too. Everything you need to keep your car running smoothly and efficiently at your Dunlop Tire and Service headquarters. Northtown, Transit Town, and Hamburg's Town Hall Plazas, and 1564 Walden Avenue. And in a half a minute, we'll learn all about traveler's advisories and
Snow.
Every year, the nation's largest moving companies file performance reports with the U.S. government. Do you know who came out best on the accuracy of their estimates?
North American Deadline.
Do you know which mover scored best for picking goods up on time?
North American.
Do you know who had the best overall rating for 2 years in a row?
North American.
So when you move, whose number will you look for in the yellow pages?
North American Deadline.
That's right.
We move the treasures of your world.
Certified by the U.S. government, ICC number 107012.
Well, dealing with Eric Warren, it's a case of a sure thing. It's just a matter of how much.
Travelers advisories out for western New York tonight and tomorrow. Windy and colder conditions coming our way. That exclusive GR 55 radar weather forecast for tonight. Travelers advisories in effect. Windy and colder, rain changing to snow, possibly accumulating 3 to 4 inches. Less accumulation on the streets. Temperatures dropping down to an overnight low of about 28 degrees. Windy and cold tomorrow, maybe another inch accumulation. A high temperature remaining in the 20s. Flurries and cold Friday night, overnight low of 18, then partly cloudy and cold on Saturday, maybe even a few flurries, a high temperature of 24.
Doesn't that sound delightful? We were supposed to be in a warming trend after that, though, for the next 10 days after, so keep your fingers crossed. In the meanwhile, I wouldn't hurt to be up a little early in the morning and check with Stanley to see how the conditions are. 11 to 6, GR 55, Frank Benning, with the official Buffalo temperature now down to 39 degrees from GR 55 after a high today of at least 49.
Feeling 7 up, I'm feeling 7 up.
Seven Up invites you to play $1 million Music Matchup. Pick up Music Matchup game cards at Seven Up displays and be one of 90,000 lucky people to win up to 7 CBS records or tapes. Plus, every game card is good for a dollar discount on CBS records or tapes. Choose from over 50 titles like Billy Joel, Songs in the Attic.
Say goodbye to Hollywood.
Neil Diamond, On the Way to the Sky.
Yesterday's songs don't seem
Barbara Streisand, Memories. Offer expires April 15th. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. 7-Up. It's crisp and clean with no caffeine, and that's feeling 7-Up.
Thank you. As far as sports is concerned, there's only one major story, and that's the Sabres tonight. You know that. I know that. It's got to be a win. 2 points for us, and we're only a point behind them for that home ice advantage in the playoffs. We lose it, and it's practically over. Yeah, sports coming up. Holly's All You Need is the air that you breathe. It is to be rather damp air, as a matter of fact. 6 to 6 in sports coming up on GR 55.
And coming up just after the sports, Don Dersias with the following stories on GR 55 News. Suit filed in children's death up in Niagara County. Thumbs up for the General Motors contract. Domestic quarrel leads to a shooting.
Okay, so the word is out. Glen Campbell Chevrolet gets ordered around a lot, but they're used to it. They've been taking orders from satisfied customers for years. And now through March 31st, you've got a chance to do some ordering on those hard-to-find rebate models, like Celebrity, Citation, Cavalier, Chevettes, and 2- and 4-wheel drive Chevy pickups. Save up to $750 in addition to Glen Campbell's low prices on these factory-ordered rebate models. But do it now. Offer ends Wednesday, March 31st. Glen Campbell Chevrolet, 8040 Transit Road, Williamsville.
Remember the good old days when a sale was really a sale? Well, my friends, the good old days are back. Tomorrow night at Sattler's Boulevard Mall. Because tomorrow night from 5 till 10 p.m., Sattler's is having an old-fashioned night sale. And it's one sale you can't afford to miss. Ah, but I better warn you, quite a few bargain hunters are likely to turn out. So you better get there early. The old-fashioned night sale. Tomorrow night only. And only at Sattler's Boulevard Mall.
Inflation. We're all facing it, plus a weakened economy and rising energy costs. So family budgeting may be tougher than ever, which is why National Fuel's balanced billing plan now is more logical than ever. You see, balanced billing is like rent. It provides more equal monthly payments with possible adjustments for changes in weather or usage. And it's accurate, because National Fuel has a history of each customer's gas usage. It also is fair, because at the end of 12 months, you'll have paid only for your actual gas consumption. But most importantly, balanced billing gives you instant relief from rising gas bills. Join the plan now. Look for the red coupon with your gas bill this month. Then fill it out and return it to National Fuel or your local National Fuel Consumer Assistance Center. That's all you have to do for instant relief from rising gas bills. The red coupon with this month's gas bill is your ticket to balanced billing. The logical plan whose time has come.
4 minutes to six, GR 55, now down to 38 degrees. And in sports, well, it's a big one tonight. With only a half dozen to play, they're all must games, but especially against Boston in the Boston Garden. 7:25, Rick Jenneret here in GR 55. With that win, within a point of Boston, and still a game to go against them here. Rangers last night whipped Pittsburgh 7-2. They'll be in Friday night for the Sabres. 22-year-old Stallion forward Alex Tarnozzi pleaded not guilty to assault and disorderly charges, an incident at the Three Coins restaurant. One of the teams passed over by the NCAA, Bradley, did a job on Purdue last night, 67-58 to win the NIT, and Bradley coach Dick Versace says, "I told you so." NCAA, you missed another one. Another financial matter troubling Fernando Valenzuela, but check this one. Talk about go for the gusto. The Dodger ace wants $20,000 that he figures you should get from the Los Angeles school system for TV spots aimed at keeping Latinos in school. That's sports. Frank Benny at GR 55. On the way to Shane. 3 minutes to go before six. Dude, take it easy tonight, and it's going to get worse when the snow comes. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Watch out for Shane. He'll see you on the other side of the rest of the story at 6 o'clock at WGR Buffalo with something big on the way for you from GR 55. And the news brought to you by Factory Sleep Shop. Here's Don Dusias.
26-year-old Frank Parlato of 52 Charlestown Road in Snyder lies in critical condition after having been shot, reportedly as he tried to evict a woman friend from the apartment. 24-year-old Toyet Vuong, she was evicted from the home, and lawmen say that the woman, a Vietnamese, called police after the shooting. She's charged with assault and possession of a deadly weapon, a .38 special. Staff meteorologist Eric Warren's with me.
Traveler's advisories out, or snow possibly 3 inches.
And the complete radar weather forecast upcoming. Carbon monoxide fumes claimed the lives of two people whose bodies were found in a car in the Court Franklin parking ramp. The victims were 28-year-old Susan Davis of Hamburg and Lawrence Carver of Buffalo, 25, a part-time employee at the parking lot. A Lockport man has come forward, says he's the father of two children whose Niagara Falls mother scalded them to death last year. Clarence Cheatham is suing Orleans and Niagara County Social Services departments, saying the department's knowledge of the psychiatric condition of the mother should have led them to prevent the tragedy. The exact amount of money sought by Cheatham in the lawsuit is not known. The time is 6:02. Another special deer hunt. The story next from GR 55 News.
This is Bernie Buddy.